Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. We are living in the days of kick of a dying horse. We are living in the days when the devil wants to make sure he doesn't go down alone. Uma sibheke isimo esiphila kuso namhlanje. Uma sibheka sibona izimpi kuphi kuphi ko Ukraine, sibona izimpi ko Middle East. There's a battle between the government. There's a battle in the economy of the countries. There's a battle between the body of Christ. Pastor posting in the media the downfall of another pastor. There's no more what we call brother's keeper. There was a battle in Rebecca's womb. Uma sibheka bangcwele ukuthi siyathola ukuthi no Jacob no Esau balwa bese sibelethweni sika mama wabo uRebecca. Uma uRebecca ebuzwa kuThixo ukuthi yini, wathi uNkulunkulu, there are two nations. Manje we see even the book of Obadiah ukuthi the reason for the book of Obadiah eyabhalwa, the reason is because of the battle between the two brothers. Why namhlanje the church is at war? The devil does not want to go down alone. The battle started in heaven. As we read bangcwele laphaya ku Revelation chapter 12, we are reading from verse 7 to 9, iti. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angel fought against the dragon. And the dragon and his angel fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was held down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was held to earth and his angels with him. Manje uma silibheka leli verse lithi but the dragon fight the angels back. Nanamhlanje bangcwele impi esinayo. Whenever you are trying to live a right life, there will be a battle. Ngani ngoba manje the enemy is fighting back. Ukuthi manje ngeke uyiphile lempilo e right. And uma sibheka ukuthi when you start to do something emshayile uSathane, ngalezo sikhathi the hell will break loose. Uzothola ama-attack athile. Ngani? And some of the people, is then they want to give up, forgetting ukuthi we are in the battle. The devil will retaliate. He will fight back. Njengoba wenza naku Michael the angel. So we've got to know these things, bangcwele, ukuthi manje ziyenzeka. Sibonga uJesu Kristu ekuseni kwanamhlanje. Ukuthi 2000 years ago, he won that battle when he went to the cross. That is why today, uTimothy, uPaul ebhala, laphaya kwincwadi ka 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, ithi, we must fight the good fight of faith and take hold of eternal life to which we are called when you made a good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Lapho uPaul ubhalela uTimothy, ukuthi fight the good fight of faith. Nathi, we need to fight this good fight of faith. It is not an easy thing, bangcwele. Let me tell you something this morning. USathane akalwisi mina nawe. USathane ulwisa izwi elingaphakathi kwenhliziyo zethu. Ngani? Ngoba linguKristu uqobo lakhe. That is why nalapho uma elwisa amaKristu, uJesu epersecute amaKristu, uJesu mabe persecute uthi kuPaul, Paul ungilwiselani. Akathi Paul walwiselana amaKristu. Ngani? Ngoba ulwisa into engaphakathi kwabo. Now the devil nathi wenza njalo ngoba uyazi ukuthi la kithi ngaphakathi. Ene ukhumbule bangcwele ukuthi we are marked with a mark esibakhwe kuyo by the Holy Spirit. Siyezwa ngayo lapha kuncwadi ka Ephesians ukuthi siphawuliwe. Whenever the devil see this mark, he becomes very mad. Siyayithola ukuthi even naku Judges kukhona owayebulele the brothers. Uma ebuzwa umunye ukuthi why you chose to kill those men, athi they've got a mark. Ebebengabonakali, but he saw the mark in the spirit. Manje, as long as we've got this mark, esimakwe ngayo, the enemy uzama ukuthi icinywe. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, nathi izwi kaNkulunkulu lisasho ukuthi we must fight the good fight of faith. In every battle and in every war between the countries, there are rules to be followed when they engage in war. Kufanele sikwazi ukuthi kunama rules akhona uma si engage kule war le esikuyo. Nala kwa Jesu kunama rules akhona. Manje we read statements ka Paul uma ethi when we made your good confession esho kubani ku Timothy athi fight the good fight of faith when you made a good confession in the presence of many witness. So Timothy made a confession to accept Christ. I would like us to know that a person cannot fight a good fight of faith, nor can he fight the enemy unless that person confesses uJesu ukuthi abe inkosi nomsindisi wempilo yakhe. That is why abantu behluleka. And noma umamukela uJesu Kristo, you cannot fight the good fight of faith. Uma ungazange wathola ukuthi to be discipled and be told izinto ezifana nalezi ukhule. Ngani ngoba siyabona nakuzenzo chapter 19 sifunda about the sons of Sceva ku Acts chapter 19 liyafunda easy from verse 14 to 17 lithi when they tried to command the demon responded, Paul I know, Jesus I know, and who are you? And the demon beat them up, tore their clothes, they were naked. Manje ku Deuteronomy 20 uNkulunkulu gave the rules. Ku Deuteronomy 20 uNkulunkulu gave the rules. Uma sifunda lapha ku Deuteronomy 20 from verse 5 to 9 lithi leli lizwi the official lithi ku tackle going to war. From verse 1 lithi when you go to war against your enemies and see horses, chariots, and the army greater than yours, do not be afraid of them, because the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, will be with you. When you are about to go into battle, the priests come forward and address the army. He shall say, Hear, O Israel, today you are going into the battle against your enemy. Do not be faint-hearted or afraid. Do not be terrified or give away panic before them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory. The officers shall say to the army, Has anyone built a new house and not dedicated it? Let him go home, or he may die in the battle and someone else may dedicate it. Has anyone planted a vineyard and not begun to enjoy it? Let him go home, or he may die in battle, someone else will enjoy it. Has anyone become pledged to a woman and not married her? Let him go home, or else he may die in battle and someone else will marry her. Then the officer shall add, Is there any man afraid or faint-hearted? Let him go home so that his brothers will not become disheartened too. When the officers had finished speaking to the army, they shall appoint the commanders over them. Ntanda leba ngwele eti, Is there any man afraid or faint-hearted? Let him go home so that the brothers will not become disheartened. We are bona uma umixa nabantu abangakholwa. Noma eyikholwa elingakholwa elithi malihlangabeza nempi likhale kangaka manje yiloko athi ungahambi nabo mabasale ngani ngoba these people yilabo abazokwenza abanye abantu ukuthi basabe uqhubekela phambili So these were the rules uThixo azinikeza uma kuye empini. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, our message is, why do we fight? I said, the battle is not ours. Ngani lisho njalo izwi kaNkulunkulu. But we fight because the enemy ufuna leli lizwi elingaphakathi kwethu. So he'll always do something ukuthi asibone leli lizwi liphuma kithi. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, the verse we read ku Timothy, it speaks about taking hold of eternal life. So this is one of the reasons we fight, not to lose what we are given by Jesus when he died on the cross. For there is a possibility that we can be able even to lose into uJesu Kristu uma ngabe siluza ibattle, siluza nalento uThixo uJesu Kristu asenzele yona esiphambanweni. Manje lokho ngingakonfirma ngezwi eli lapha kuba Hebrew chapter 6 ku verse 4, chapter 6 from verse 4 lithi, it is impossible for those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shed the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the word of God and the power of the coming of age, and who have fallen away, be brought back to repentance. Manje siyabona sesikhuluma ngama backslider. But the Bible here ku Hebrews 6 ikhuluma ngabantu abafallen away. Abantu ababone amandla kaThixo. Elithi leli lizwi, it is impossible for those who have been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the word of God and the power of the coming of age, and who have fallen away, to be brought back to repentance. Manje the enemy wants to see abantu ukuthi baze bafinyelele lapho. Ngoba nezwi kaNkulunkulu lithi, even the elect ekhathini zokugcina, the elect will be deceived. So we fight to possess our position. When we are fighting to possess our position. Ukuthi lezi zinto esezibonile uThixo azenza. Ukuthi lezi zinto uNkulunkulu azenzile, kufanele sime kuzo. Ngani ngoba lapha yana esifunda izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi uSathane has lost his position. And maka lose iposition yakhe uSathane, he was thrown down emhlabeni. And manje into yamluzisa uSathane iposition, it's pride. And uyakwenza bangcwele ipride. Mawubona uphumelela, mawubona izinto ngathi ezihamba kahle, avuse that thing ukuthi sizibone singcono. And yet the Bible tells us, ku Proverbs 16, ku verse 18, ithi, pride comes before the destruction, and an arrogant spirit before the fall. Uma kuqala kuba khona nale lento kuyikhukhumeza, nokuthi they can't do without me, then that is pride. Nokuthi when you're supposed to go and say sorry, you see ukuthi angeke ngize ngithi sorry. That is pride. There are things mangcwele uSathane afuna ukuthi sifane naye ngazo. Kukhona abantu ababona ukuthi uma ngingekho, into angeke yenzeke. Manje yiyo lento eyi-proud. So now, ekuseni kwanamhlanje, we fight to possess our position. Ngani ngoba uSathane lost his position. And another thing that can make us lose our position is disobedience. Izwi kaNkulunkulu, when he talks about disobedience, ku 1 Samuel 15:23, liyasitshela ukuthi disobedience is like the sin of witchcraft. Stubbornness as bad as worshipping the idols. There are people who are stubborn. Uma abazali babo babatshela ukuthi, azitshela ukuthi lento noma ngakhuluma ngeke ngize ngiyenze. Abe stubborn umuntu, and abe stubborn esmile, ngale smile ngaphakathi azitshela ukuthi ngeke siyenze. Manje the Bible tells us ukuthi that is rebellion, and the rebellion is a sin like the sin of witchcraft. And izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi manje uSaul was rejected as a king even before he took the throne. Siyakufunda lokho ku 1 Samuel chapter 15 ku verse 23. Ngani ngoba uSamuel watshela uSaul ukuthi ima lapho for 7 days. ungenzi lutho lithi izikwathixo into wayenza ukuthi makabona amaFilistini abanye baqala babaleka naye waqala ke manje wenza umsebenzi ongaso wakhe wathatha wenza makafika uSamuel kuye wathi wenzeni uthi bengisaba ngase ngenza lento ekufanele yenziwe kuwe siyakhumbula bangcwele even no Uziya ukuthi uziya waba nelephere ngani ngoba wabona ukuthi angenza into enziwa abapriest kwavuka ipride kuye manje yilokho esithi we fight to possess our position another fight we fight to defend our territory you know mawungaya kuma safari we can learn a lot thina asinandaba abantu abamnyama nama safari but I've been there once accompanying another friend of mine who was from America. She said, the one thing I want is to go to the safaris. And I was so impressed. Ngendlela, leya talk guide ibisitshela ngama animals ukuthi they are able to defend their territories. So we defend our territory by guiding our hearts. We fight to defend our territory, to be selective to what we watch on social media. Ngani ngoba even nge social media you are able ukuthi kube khona izinto ezingenayo namhlanje mawuthi uyabheka many people babangcwele even nakule zinto esiyipostayo lezinto esiziphostayo kuma WhatsApp we've got to be careful ngazo ngoba they are not all for God. Some of them, they are there to put fear in us. And what the devil wants, ukuza ngene. Usatan ungena nge fear. Ufaga I fear. Maga faga I fear. Umnyanga zungena ngawo. Hence, uma uthola ezinye izinto, there's no need to go to ungazibheka. There's no need to go to ungazilulisela phambili. You've got to have the Holy Spirit esalelayo ukuthi. And we defend our territory by closing our ears, not to allow to listen to any garbage. Ngoba noJesu Kristu uyatsho lapha kwincwadi kaLuke chapter 8. Uthi, be careful what you hear. Aphinde kuverse 18 athi, be careful how you hear. Ngoba bangcwele ifiye iyangena ngezindlebe. If isono siyangena ngezindlebe. Even the faith it cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Manje we defend our territory ngento ezinjalo. Ngani? Ngoba the devil also we defend our territory. Ngoba the devil wants to steal our marriages. The devil wants to steal our young people. The devil wants to steal the joy in our hearts. We defend our territory that the good seed we have sown, that was sown in our hearts, must not be stolen by the birds. Ekuseni kwanamhlanje, kunama rules bangcwele to fight. If you must know your God, irule yokuqala. Ku Daniel chapter 11:32. It is kwaNkulunkulu. Those who know their God will do exploits. Manje again, uma sibheka uJames chapter 4, verse 7. It is submit ourselves to God. Resist the devil and you will flee from him. Whenever we encounter something, we submit ourselves to God and we are able ukuthi simwine uSathane abaleke. And we win rules to fight. We win the battle of our mind. We need to renew our minds, bangcwele, ukuze sikwazi ukumnqoba uSathane. Manje, we need to know our devices, to know our weapons, to live a clean life. Without a clean life, sesivala bangcwele, we cannot be able ukumula uSathane. Ngani ngoba uSathane uzofuna ukulanda izinto zakhe. Siyafunda nalapha kwincwadi kaJude. Ukuthi uSathane walwisana nengelosi efuna isidumbu sikaMose. Why? Because siyakhumbula ukuthi uMose into ayenza ulaka. Why ne-anger? Manje, lezo zinto yizo ezamenza ukuthi angakwazi ukuyibona iKanani. Manje, if singazisusikithi lezo zinto, the enemy uyakwazi ukungena ngazo eimpilweni zethu. That was the reason bangcwele sifisilwa to defend our territory. May God richly bless us. Sihlole ukuthi kukuphi la uSathane ezama ukungena, sivale lo minyango ngegama lika Jesu wase Nazareth. Amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.